And we're going to stay on the legal beat for a few moments more. Here's my day-to-day colleague, Madeline Brandt.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on an important public lands case yesterday. The issue, whether the Bush administration can be forced to protect potential wilderness areas from all-terrain vehicles. Slate and day-to-day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick was in the court for the argument, and she joins us now to discuss the case. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
So tell us why several environmental groups sued the Bureau of Land Management and what they hope to achieve.
Well, as you know, Congress has set aside some wilderness lands that are meant to be kept pristine. But Congress also set aside rather vast swatches of land that were going to be called wilderness study areas. And what that means is that they have the potential to become wilderness lands, but they need to be studied more. And the Bureau of Land Management, which is part of the Department of Interior, is under a mandate to sort of preserve those lands to keep them from, quote, being degraded until a determination can be made about whether they will be wilderness land someday. Well, there's four specific areas in Utah that have been very badly degraded by off-road vehicles. The Bureau of Land Management conceitedly was just really not doing enough to preserve them, and they're sort of crisscrossed tire tracks all through the desert. So essentially a couple of environmental groups got together and they sought to have a judge essentially intervene and manage these lands according to the mandate that Congress had given the Bureau of Land Management.
So that sounds pretty reasonable, that they're supposed to protect these lands from degradation. What was the response from the Bush administration?
Well, the Tenth Circuit said, yes, it was reasonable. The Bush administration brought this appeal to the Supreme Court saying, yeah, sure, it looks reasonable, but we're doing something. We're not just sitting on our hands here at the BLM. There's budgetary reasons. There's priorities. There's all sorts of agency discretion about how we allocate resources. So it's not fair, essentially, for a court to come in and micromanage our ongoing supervision of these lands. And what they're sort of saying is that the statute that the environmental groups are using to try to compel a judge's intercession in this case really contemplates very discreet, mandatory final decisions by an agency. It doesn't contemplate sort of ongoing open-ended management of whole areas of policy. And so what they're saying is if you essentially let a judge come in and tell the BLM how to handle these protected areas, then why won't citizens be able to sue the INS to manage the INS differently? Why won't they be able to sue the FCC to manage the FCC differently? It could open this whole can of worms, says the Bush administration, that you just don't want judicial oversight over agency policy.
Well, what else are concerned citizens like the environmental groups supposed to do then if they can't sue to make the government agency do a better job?
Well, that was certainly one of the questions that was bothering the justices a lot yesterday. The justices said, you know, kind of humorously, Justice Kennedy said, well, let's say there was a huge convention of off-road vehicles happening in these Utah deserts. Would the BLM be able to just sort of sit by and watch the race? I mean, what if they do absolutely nothing? And it seemed to be that the justices felt that, look, there are things that concerned citizen groups can do. You can ask for small, discrete decisions from an agency. You can say, look, close off this area. If the agency says no, well, that's a final agency decision that you can then sue about. But what essentially, I think the justices, or at least the majority of the justices, felt that a very open-ended decision to just say this agency mandate is now going to be managed by a judge is just far too overreaching, far too broad power to give the citizens.
And yet that does happen in cases with school districts, with foster care agencies, with prisons. Courts have taken over those agencies.
That's right, Madeline. Chief Justice Rehnquist pointed out that that's sort of proven disastrous. And I think Justice Scalia pointed out really nicely. He said it's just not the court's role to make agencies toe the line. That's the role of congressional oversight committees. That's the role of the president. We really just don't want to get a judge in there managing day-to-day policy in prisons, in schools, and here in the Bureau of Land Management.
So did it look to you from the way the court was asking questions and arguing that they were siding more with the Bush administration in this case?
Well, you know, it was interesting. The justices seemed very, very sympathetic to the, you know, fact that the environment, once it's degraded, it's gone. But yeah, ultimately, it seemed very clear that the justices felt that this was just a piece of overreaching. So I would be very, very surprised if the environmental groups could get 5 votes to go their way.
Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Dahlia.
Thank you, Madeline.
I'm Madeline Brandt.